Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah.
It's the one place where we give you all the celebrity shenanigans that you can handle, and we look good doing it. Mm. Speaking of looking good, let's check in with the crew in Atlanta.
What's up, Atlanta?
What up, y'all?
Look at you, a bunch of snacks.
Sexy, oh, sexy. Eat your heart out, honey.
I'm hungry.
Well, let's move on. Later in the show, the old Chloe and Tristan drama continues, someone's moving back in with Mama. Plus, Roseanne just did the nicest thing on the internet.
Really?
No. Lord. No, she didn't. I'm just kidding. Who's she insulting now? We'll find that out as well. But Headcrack, what you got?
Well, this just got interesting. The Jussie Smollett case has taken a major turn, and this is where things stand right now as we tape this show. Now, Jussie is now in the custody of the Chicago Police Department.
Oh,
now,
my God.
He turned himself in around 5 a.m. this morning, where he was formally arrested and officially charged with felony disorderly conduct for allegedly filing a false police report in regards to his supposed assault by two masked men back on January 29th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if found guilty, he could receive up to 3 years in jail. Now, there was also a press conference being held by the police that detailed many of the elements of the case. But here's a snippet of what was said. Take a look.
This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. I'm left hanging my head and asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations?
Now, are we sure that he turned himself in, or did he hire two cops to look like he turned himself
to
in?
To bring him
morning?
To the station, yeah.
He's currently at a park. Now, so the police believe that Jussie orchestrated this alleged hate crime as a publicity stunt to not only further his career, but mm-hmm. he also, they were saying, was unhappy with his current Empire salary.
Oh, I didn't even think about that as a motive. Like, that was the furthest thing from my mind.
Well, nobody would think of that as a motive. Right. That's ridiculous.
Like, I've been attacked. I need a raise.
Exactly.
Well, see, that's what I'm thinking. Like, if I'm working here at the radio station, and I say I'm not happy with
the term "working" used loosely.
Lightly, yeah. And I want a raise, and I'm not really getting what I want. So then I go fake attack myself and say that I was attacked because I was a lesbian, and that's gonna somehow get me a raise. I don't get it.
Well, hold on. It will in his it could have in his case, and it's the only reason why I say that is because he became overnight basically the poster boy for both of these situations
that's
for racially
true.
Being beat down and
so it heightens his profile.
We are missing the point here. We're doing all this speculation. We got his best friend, good friend, Brad, sitting right here. We need to go to Brad and find out what really is going to happen. You spoke with him, Brad, because you are his friend, and you stood by his side saying that you didn't believe it, because I still don't believe it.
I feel like it's a conspiracy until he says from his mouth this is what mm-hmm. he did, or until there's some type of evidence, I'm riding with my friend.
So can I ask a question? Why? I mean, I don't even understand why if Jussie were to do this, but why would the Chicago Police Force just want to pin this on Jussie out of nowhere? Why would they
do that? Because they don't want it to be a racial crime. They don't want it to spark an uproar with America.
No, in this case, saying if it's true and Jussie did this and fabricated this whole story so he could get more money or get his name to be bigger and be more of a recognized person, when you see his picture, you know who it is now. A lot of people don't watch Empire. A lot of people only know his name and who he is and what he did because of this situation. And if it comes back to making more money, it seems like, is that the world we live in where you have to do something like this? Like, the trolls are out there and saying things so they can be heard and we get response from. It's like, that seems like it's a bad message that we're putting out.
It is the court of public opinion, so we got to kind of let due process do its thing, and we'll let you know what happens as the details develop.
Okay, right. Y'all, on to some happier news. Thank you. Tennis great Serena Williams and Amal Clooney, George's wife, have joined forces, but it wasn't for charity, y'all. No, no, no. They threw their good friend, the Duchess of Sussex, like Gary would say, a lavish American baby shower in New York.
Yeah.
Honey, people like Gayle King and Megan's two BFFs spared no expense, y'all, because the shower portion cost Serena and Amal over $80,000.
Wait,
that's not the end of the money that was spent. That is not it, y'all. The penthouse shoes for the affair cost $150,000. Plus, with party favors, security, and other expenses, the whole affair cost over a whopping, check this out for Dish on Deals, $430,000.
Wow. So I'm guessing this is not one of those baby showers where they're chugging beers out of baby bottles and see who can finish first, right?
Well, I know one thing, honey. Portia, you need to just cut all your friends.
I mean, for real, God dang. Just they threw somebody a baby shower cost $500,000.
Right. And when you think about it, you could have just literally gave a baby all that money.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
They spent more than a baby probably got in gifts.
You could put that baby in college.
Right. It's like, let's have it at a TGI Fridays. We'll open some presents and we'll send, well, you can donate the money to my kid.
Why when you have a really rich friend and you know you probably ain't got it like that, you don't offer to throw the baby shower. You say, what can I do to help? Okay. I'm available to help.
Okay. I'd have been there blowing up balloons.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, Portia, I know that you sent Heidi an invitation to your baby shower. Yes. Are you still having it at Applebee's on Saturday?
No, we moved over to Olive Garden.
Oh, yes.
Everybody gets to see everybody gets a tour of Italy. For
yes.
We balling over here, honey.
So, Portia, if you could have two celebrities at your party, who would it be?
These two bitches. Who was they?
Serena. Serena and Amal.
Yes. Matter of fact, because you missed my baby shower, you can certainly throw my bridal shower for
them.
Okay.
I feel like they're not coming. Those two bitches are not coming.
The bitches of Sussex.
The bitches of Sussex.
Well, it seems that Roseanne Barr is on the loose again, and this time she's going after AOC, a.k.a. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Had to look down at that. She is a congresswoman. She's very, very outspoken.
She was a dancer, right?
Dancing
videos and stuff and getting so much flack for being, like, young and feisty.
Right, she is. She is known as being very feisty, and she's sort of shaking up the political world and winning a lot of love from a lot of people, but then there are a few people who aren't a big fan of her.
Like rich people?
And she is a Democratic congresswoman, and there is one person who is definitely not a fan of hers, and it's Roseanne Barr. Take a look at what she had to say.
The bug-eyed bitch that looks like a realtor. She got them realtor eyes. Bug-eyed lying bitch. Farrakhan fan. Israel hater. Lefty. Dumbass. Dumbasses. Dumb as they get.
Show up.
Yeah, when did she turn into everyone's old racist grandma?
But damn, she sounds like she hates every other race besides the Aryan.
Like, Roseanne Barr, in that video, she sounds like she owns people.
See, a woman like this, you don't, you know, I don't think she should respond. Do y'all?
No.
Yeah, like, nonsense.
But you know what this will tell Alexandria is that she's on, you know, the radar. So it's like, keep doing what you're doing, I guess, if you're a fan of
hers. Was Roseanne comments on you? That means you've made it? No, come on.
Well, we're talking about it. That means you've made it. If you're on Dish Nation, you're A-list.
That is true, Heidi, because we're number one.
I am making celebs. Star makers.
But does she have realtor eyes?
What
in this
those?
Particular picture, it looks like she can't sell you a mean piece of property.
Really? I know Betty Davis eyes, and I know bedroom eyes. I've never heard of realtor eyes.
Realtor eyes are really excited about not that much.
They
just
are.
Like... It's like, look at the, and so everything's really small and nasty.
Jacuzzi tub.
It's cozy. Cozy's never a good word in real estate, but they can sell it.
Cozy means small.
Up next, Jordan Woods is getting thrown out of her BFF's house after the cheating scandal. We got all the details after the break, so come right back.
Dish Nation.
Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again, head crack.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey! To the left, to the left. Everything you own in a box to the left.
That's right. That's the song Kylie Jenner is singing to her former BFF, Jordan Woods.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Bye, baby.
Okay, we knew this was coming, sister. The aspiring model is packing up and moving out of Kylie's Calabasas mansion and back in with her mother amid allegations she hooked up with her bestie's older sister, Khloe Kardashian's now ex-boyfriend, and baby daddy, Tristan Thompson.
Jordan is not poor, so it's not like, honey, Kylie, honey, just was helping her out like she was a sick puppy.
Mm. Well, you don't have to be poor, but to enjoy the lifestyle that Kylie was affording her is a big difference. Now, the whole Kardashian clan were all blindsided this week once reports surfaced that Jordan and Tristan were spotted all over each other making out in a Hollywood party. It's been said that the entire family is completely furious and the relationship between Kylie and Jordan is uncertain. But I think it's pretty certain once you kick her out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, I think that Kylie is doing what any loyal sister would do in this situation.
Absolutely.
But to be cast from Calabasas like Adam and Eve from the Garden, like this is bad.
She should have thought about that before she started frolicking with her man.
That's right.
Well, he should have thought about that then hell when he before he
don't care about her living situation. He just care about what his
having a good time that night.
Yeah, exactly. She should have turned down the eggplant emoji. What? Yes.
If that woman, she was lonely at the time, honey, and there he go, honey, Tristan was right there and, honey, made it available, she should have just went ahead and did what she did. They did it to other damn men.
No, Gary, she should have went somewhere else.
I feel like Jordan was flattered by the attention. And, you know, she used to be someone who wasn't really in the spotlight. You know, the body redone, she got a face. Jordan looks completely different, okay? Mm. And now she's getting attention of Khloe's man. She just fell under that.
But you have all those other professional teams you could have picked from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when it's right there in your face, you got to pick what's right there in your face. Nobody got time to be looking around.
Gary!
See, it was right under her nose.
Literally.
Okay.
The lowest right hanging fruit.
Drink from the fountain.
Oh, Lord.
All right, y'all, we're moving on. It looks like the singer Brandy's legacy is cemented. It's going to continue on, y'all. Now, she shared a video of her daughter Sarai on Instagram showing off her vocals, and you know what? She may have inherited her mom's gift. Take a look.
I don't believe it.
Yes.
Well, I don't believe it. Unless that's a messed up tape that's Brandy singing, and could they just show the top of her daughter's head? And we don't know if that's her singing.
No,
Gary. Why did she cut her face off like that, though?
Because some young girls are a little bit shy, and, you know, for her to really open up, she probably didn't want her face shown.
Oh, makes sense. That's
yeah.
Not,
if you're showing your forehead and the top of it, why not show yourself singing? And she playing the guitar.
Exactly.
And then we want to see.
And don't get it twisted. Y'all know from church, some people make some ugly faces when they sing. So maybe she making some wicked faces, and she don't want y'all to concentrate on that.
Oh,
she wants y'all to concentrate on her voice.
Now, what's some of the faces you make when you have to dig deep to
you know what I'm saying? You gotta dig deep sometimes.
Well, Portia, you gonna have baby PJ come out singing Flatline?
I sure will. Like, she better not. If she is making any noise sound like a song.
You gonna explain it?
Yes, it is.
Remix.
Yeah, she's like, my. I'm like, hey.
Don't let that little quiver on the bottom.
Make you a star.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, Mark Consuelos reveals why him and Kelly Ripa almost didn't even make it down the aisle. All that and more, honey, after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Yes.
Okay, fellas, you may want to take a page out of Mark Consuelos' handbook because the star revealed during Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live that his marriage with wife Kelly Ripa hasn't always been perfect. Oh. In fact, they even broke up a week before their wedding, and in order for him to get his woman back, he had to put his best moves in effect. Take a look.
I heard you and Kelly broke up a week before you eloped. Is that true?
I mean, yeah, and then she came back home and she was visiting her family in South Jersey, and then we both had to meet and do an appearance on
at like
live,
Super Stoke
no,
weekend?
Live
with Regis and
Kathy Lee. And we were together. She wouldn't talk to me.
Oh, I love
and that made me go crazy. So yes. I followed her. I followed her into Central Park. I stalked her, and then we went back to my place, and then we got married the next day.
Yeah. Oh my God! So in essence, she was ties, maybe.
Yes, ooh. Indeed. Oh, he had to give her that little reminder, some of that act right.
Oh,
yes,
God.
That's what he had to do.
He was the peacemaker.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what he described sounds literally like the plot of the TV show You on Netflix. Like, he stalked her, followed her to the house, then they had sex.
Mm-hmm.
See, if somebody wasn't attractive, they'd be like, oh, that's creepy.
I mean, but that's sad, though. If it takes just sex to win a woman back after a man and done her wrong, that's ridiculous.
Well, it depends on what the fight was about, Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably was something minor or petty. Mm-hmm. You know, she might have been near her cycle, you know, premenstrual syndrome, mm-hmm. and we'd be real emotional, and you could say anything, and we'd be ready to cuss your ass out.
Yeah.
So it might not have been so bad. Well, some sex is like, oh, okay, I ain't mad at you no more.
And then the stress of a wedding, too, was probably bearing down on her nerves, too. And, like, every little thing irritates you about the person because you're about to make a big decision.
And sex is a stress reliever.
Okay.
It's working out. Okay. And he put his back into it and fixed his marriage.
You can do it. Put your back into it.
Oh, well, you got your back then got put into
it. Oh, my back just got put out. And I'm acting right.
Okay.
All right, so y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
Are you tired of having yellow teeth stains and needing whiter and brighter smile upon your grill? Well, I got the solution for you. It's the Tayo Whitening Kit. It's a complete kit for getting that dazzling smile without spending hundreds of dollars and hours in your dentist chair. This easy-to-use system lightens teeth up to 5 shades lighter in just 15-minute treatments. You gotta take 8 of them, though.
Now, this is great. Now, is it safe to use?
Yeah. This system uses a cruelty-free hydrogen peroxide solution, a flexible silicone mouthpiece, and a gentle desensitizing ingredient to minimize any discomfort and make a comfortable experience. Also, thanks to the double-barrel tail whitening syringes and the included disposable mix tips, the key whitening ingredients are kept separate until you're ready to use it. Now, this means that you're getting the whitening solution onto your teeth when it's in its most potent state and there's no need for a LED light.
I like this crack. How much is it?
Well, guys, usually the Tayo Whitening at-home teeth whitening kit will cost you about $129. But for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only $34.
Oh, really? Okay.
Just go to morningsafe.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
After the break, find out who might get Karl Lagerfeld's fortune. We'll tell you that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Hey!
So fashion designer and icon Karl Lagerfeld passed away this week at the age of 85. And among those in mourning, Chopet Lagerfeld, Karl's beloved cat, Chopet posted this on Instagram about her loss. I pray that your kind words and well wishes will help me to put my best paw forward in my future without Daddy at Karl Lagerfeld and as my own woman.
Oh, my God.
That's a very well-spoken cat.
All right, honey.
And y'all, rumors are saying that Chopet could possibly inherit Karl's over $150 million fortune.
What?
Ooh. Wow. Wait, the cat?
The cat?
Now, that's some paid right there.
Okay.
So, I mean, do y'all think Chopet should really get all this money?
Yes, because her dad that died.
So that's true.
What kind of hat is that?
That's
give
a
you
Chanel.
Chanel. Yes. It would have killed me if it had a nice little Chanel brooch in it.
Okay.
That would have done it for me.
That would have did it. Because that's his best friend.
It is. Ooh. Well, Brad, you have a lot of pets. Would you, if something ever happened to you, God forbid, would you leave the money to them?
No, I can't say that I would. I have
what?
Family
You would
members.
Leave some to them?
No, they already have life insurance and everything, darling.
They got they life
will,
insurance?
Yes, they will be well
People
taken care
People would knock off their pet just to get that money. Y'all gonna have to really God. Do a crime check.
Nah.
Whatever, they better get some security for show pet.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.